Well, the UN High Commissioner for Refugees is particularly concerned about people who are asylum seekers in the midst of a much larger flow of what they are called irregular migrants. These migrants, for the most part, are looking for a better life in Europe, but among them there are a number of asylum seekers who are fleeing persecution and conflict, and those are the people that we're worried about. UNHCR sent a team to Morocco on the 11th of October. We wanted to get access to those people who are of concern to UNHCR. Many of them would have UNHCR documents proving that they're of concern to us. And so far, our team has not been given that access and are still in Rabat awaiting authorization from the Moroccans to go to the field to find these people.
Any idea how many people from sub-Saharan Africa are involved here?
There are reportedly large numbers in the thousands. The reports that we're getting from NGOs and other sources are that people are being held in various military installations and other places around Morocco. And among those people are persons who have UNHCR documentation showing that they're of concern to UNHCR. But the total numbers, we don't know.
Can you tell us more about this irregular migration and why Morocco would be holding these people?
Well, Morocco has been a transit country for people moving from sub-Saharan Africa north toward Europe. They go across the Mediterranean and into Europe. Recently, they were going through a couple of Spanish enclaves in North Africa that are adjacent to Morocco. Morocco is in a difficult position. We recognize that a lot of these irregular migrants are transiting through its territory. It's under pressure from the north and from the south. We understand that. We recognize the legitimate right of governments to manage irregular migration. But within these large flows of migrants, there are people in need of international protection who deserve access to proper asylum procedures. And those are the people who UNHCR is concerned about.
Now, you had mentioned the Spanish enclaves, and they've been in the news a lot recently. And the UNHCR has sent missions over the past few weeks there. What did they find out?
Well, the High Commissioner, Antonio Guterres, has been quite active. He has sent teams to the Spanish enclaves of Melilla and Ceuta and to the Canary Islands in the last 3 weeks, and that's in addition to Morocco. And the UNHCR has been working quite closely with the Spanish government to try to resolve the situation and try to ensure that people who do reach those enclaves and who are in need of international protection get it. So things have improved, and we're working quite closely with the Spanish. Right now, the problem is in Morocco.